I think when we look at Russia's strategy in Africa, we have to recognize Russia's not investing in Africa. It's not a significant trade or development partner. Yet, since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has made at least a dozen trips to the continent. And so, the assessment is that Russia sees Africa as a geostrategic playground where it can demonstrate that Russia remains active and vital and welcome, even though Russia is isolated globally. And in the process, Russia can continue to demonstrate that it's a great power and it remains uninhibited despite the sanctions and restrictions it's getting. And in terms of what Russia is trying to do in Africa, we see that Russia is using a series of asymmetric tactics, like disinformation, election interference, undermining democracy, and sending mercenary groups, all with the aim of, propping up various autocratic regimes that provide an entry point for Russian influence.
U.S. military commanders have warned of the spread of Russian influence in the Sahel. American alarm rose when Niger's prime minister visited Moscow last December to discuss military and economic ties, followed by a visit by him to Tehran the following month, where he met Ibrahim Raisi, the Iranian president. What are the security implications for the region as a result of these developments?
I think, we have to see that in every place that Russia has become more engaged in Africa, the situation has become more destabilized. And again, Russia's not investing financially, helping strengthen institutions or building capacity. So it is really, again, trying to gain influence by co-opting different autocratic governments. So the security implication will be destabilizing for the continent. I think Iran's engagements are still too early to say. Clearly we've seen in the Middle East that Iran will work through proxies to try to advance its interests. And so I think that's the concern that we would have and we want to watch in Africa, is that there aren't similar arrangements being created and to the detriment of African interest and African agency.
U.S. forces on the continent faced another blow last week when Chadian officials threatened to cancel the Status of Forces Agreement, which determines the rules and conditions under which U.S. military personnel can operate in Chad. Officials said all U.S. forces would have to leave a French base in N'Djamena. What are the reasons for this shift in the position of the Déby regime?
I think a lot of this is posturing and plays into geostrategic dynamic. The U.S. and Chad have had a long standing military security agreement, and that has been seen as mutually of interest and beneficial. I think some of the dynamics that are shifting are both in the East, what's going on in Sudan, and in N'Djamena itself. So in the East, Russians have been supporters of the Rapid Support Forces, and they are supporting the RSF through both their bases in Central African Republic and Eastern Libya. And the UAE is also linked with providing support to RSF from forward operating in Eastern Chad. And I believe that we've seen is growing pressure from Moscow on the Deby regime to support those efforts. So we've seen recent exchanges between the Deby regime and Moscow, and this may just be a decision on the part of the Deby regime that it's better to work with Russia and have shared interest in supporting RSF at the rather than trying to resist that and threaten destabilizing and be faced with destabilizing actions on the part of Moscow. I think the political dynamics are that Deby is vying for elections on May 6th, and this is widely seen as an orchestrated effort. The opposition hasn't had much space to compete. This follows Mohamed Deby's coup following the death of his father. After Mohamed Deby had indicated that there would be a democratic transition, that he would not stand for president. And so the posturing, I think, vis-a-vis Russia is a way for the regime of Mohamed Deby to hedge their bets and try and restrict the amount of criticism that they'll receive for the conduct of this election.